Good morning. 7:51, Tuesday, August the 8th, 2017. Blech. That's the theme for the day. Blech. I didn't get enough sleep last night. I'm sitting there, piddling away. I was late getting onto the treadmill, so I was late getting off the treadmill. I was late getting my pills, I was late getting my snack. And when I looked up, it was 11 o'clock. So 5 o'clock this morning, I woke up again. It's like, yeah. So I got the kid off to work. I'm walking all hunched over. I'm not quite sure what the hell's going on. I've got therapy this morning at 9, so we will be having a conversation, my therapist and I, about what? For some reason, I'm having just a miserable time. I've been trying to establish a sort of a ritual to help my mind transition from not writing to writing. And it's sort of running against the meditation on motivation, which asks the question, how do you approach your life? And the truth is, I don't ever stop thinking about writing. I'm just having a hard time changing from thinking to doing. I'm not exactly sure why. Usually it means the story isn't going where I want it to go. The story isn't going where the story should be going. I don't know. Maybe that's it. I like the way the story is going, though. I don't have any problem with the way the story's going. When I can actually focus enough to get to it, I like what's happening. At least I think I like what's happening. Maybe I don't. Maybe it's my subconscious mind saying, dude, this is stupid. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe this 30-something thousand words that I've been pleased with up till now aren't really the 30,000 words that I need to be writing. There's a smell in the air this morning. I've picked it up 4 or 5 times. So it's something coming from elsewhere. Sort of smells like pencil shavings. That cedary smell you get when you sharpen a pencil. And now it's being masked by somebody's dryer sheet. Oh, that's... Ugh. That's about much. It's funny how the aromas change so frequently. So rapidly. Because actually they don't change frequently, they change rapidly. I'm walking along smelling these pencil shavings, and then the next thing I know I'm being choked by Febreze or Bounce or one of those. So today is going to be apparently one of those episodes that's the best of Nathan's boots. I'm walking along and not talking. I'm walking along and not really thinking. I'm just so tired. 6-7 hours sleep a night for the last week and a half, 2 weeks. I don't know. I know what to do about it, I just don't do it. There's a lot of that theme going on. I know what to do about it, I just don't do it. I'm still focused on trying to keep the diet and exercise going. I'm doing the walk twice a day. I'm doing the push-ups 2, 3, sometimes 4 times a day. I'm doing the weights 2 times a day. I'm doing meditation 2 times a day. So I'm spending a lot of my day, 2 hours worth, on meditation and exercise. Now, I will grant you that they're not terribly invasive, those 2 hours. The evening is a little bit invasive because I'm trying to be on the treadmill at 7 o'clock. Last night was a fail. Tonight, with any luck, tonight will be better. But my ADHD is kicking in. My ADD is saying, dude, this is boring. You've been doing the same thing for months now. It's true, I have been. And I think perhaps it's a bit demotivating and demoralizing because I know I'm going to have to continue to do it if I want to continue to enjoy glucose levels that are pretty much almost normal. Every few days they spike. It takes 4 or 5 days to come back down. This should be interesting. Coming up on a couple is coming up on the monk post. Get ready to sit with me. Monk post. Morning. Lots of people here this morning. Morning. It's kind of a chilly morning. I'm glad I wore the extra shirt, although I'm sweating, but it's cooling almost instantly, so. Moving a little more. I have first breakfast at 5 o'clock, but I'm hungry again already. I'm gonna need to eat something because otherwise I won't be able to eat till 10. Something I can get fast. Maybe yogurt and berries. I had that for lunch yesterday, but it was good. Yogurt and berries with a tablespoonful of walnuts on top. It's that cedar smell again. Not a lot of bird action this morning. I think maybe the overcast and gray. Interesting vehicle. It looks like a one of those sport utility vehicles, not a car, but a like a goat or something. What's got behind him? I can't tell. He's still like 50 yards away. It's not moving, it's getting louder, so. Pulling away, that can't. can't tell if it's some sort of street sweeper, trailer-mounted leaf blower. Start getting loud here in a second. Oh, that's what it is. It's a sidewalk cleaner. He's towing it along, he's driving alongside the sidewalk and blowing all of the stuff that's on the sidewalk. I didn't know such a thing existed. Cleaning off the paths in the park. Noisy little beach. I hope the driver's wearing ear protection. Last street crossing, no cars coming. So for the dog days of summer, the dog days of podcasting people, yeah, some days I talk a lot, some days I walk a lot without talking. Apparently today was one of those days. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. But with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.